Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to Right at Home with Rich. I am your host, Rich Orris. Thanks for tuning in and joining me here in my home, where we are always under construction and having great conversations about it. So, myself, I am a senior home consultant for Mosby Building Arts, and I have a lot of remodeling information and a lot of stories to share with you, but I also want to help you and hear your stories or questions about remodeling your home. So you can call in for the next hour with any of your remodeling questions, thoughts, ideas, anything you have going on. Love to talk to you about what you're fixing up around your house. So the number you need, 314-241-9797. And don't forget, leave us your phone number when you call in today so you'll be eligible for the $25 Stefanina's gift card giveaway. And I'm talking full Italian pasta pizza menu. Plus, they have the best salads. Try the Steph special salad with their creamy house Italian dressing. And they have two house dressings. Make sure you get the creamy one. I simply love that dressing. Again, to win this gift card, the number you need to call in, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And at the end of the show, I will announce one lucky winner. And as always, every week, halfway through the show, I'll unveil another Right at Home hack. Today, you're going to want to be around for this. I am bringing the kitchen straight into the bathroom. What does that mean, you ask? Well, you're just going to have to keep it tuned here and find out halfway through the show. But for now, I want to cover one thing, good communication and what Mosby kind of does to accomplish that, how we work so hard at that. But I've got other topics of adding color to your kitchen, some kitchen storage trends we can go over. And if there's time, you can join me in the bathroom. We can discuss why you should have a shower bench and some of the reasons for that. So getting started, let's get started with Mosby's last seminar of the year coming up. I want to make sure I get this information out there because our last seminar on bathrooms is coming up here on October 5th. So it's 3 weeks or so away, and it will be at Top Golf. Of course, fun place to be. Golf is not included with it, but everything bathrooms will be. We will discuss all sorts of design elements and everything about how to actually remodel a bathroom. We'll have some designers there. We'll have some of our home consultants there. They can do a little one-on-one, you know, no obligation consultations with you, answer some questions, bring some photos. If you're thinking about a bathroom, this is the place to get information about bathrooms and what we do and how we do it. So it's at Topgolf, October 5th, 10:30 a.m. Doors will open at 10. You can register by email at events@mosby.com or just simply call our office 314-909-1800. And we can get you registered for that, get you on the list, because we'll have some snacks and some things with that. And it's just nice to know how many people plan to attend so we can have everything ready to go and prepared for you. So that's one of the main things we're doing here. Another thing that they wanted me to touch on is a position at Mosby Building Arts. And we are constantly, you know, kind of growing and working at being better and you know, kind of just a slow growth kind of thing as we can. And so we have some positions available, but one in particular is the same role as what I do for Mosby Building Arts, the home consultant role. And, you know, it's a little hard to fill and it's a little specific because it is a sales position, but we are looking for knowledgeable professional people that know about the house, that understand interior, exterior, as much as possible about the house. Obviously, we work and we train and we do things, and it's a little bit different role of a typical kind of remodeling salesperson that comes out and just talks to you about, you know, getting your kitchen done or getting a bathroom done. And they really, this is more of a knowledgeable advisory role. A lot of our consultants have worked in the field. They have owned their own companies. I literally did both of that. Worked for several companies, built houses, built rooms, you know, actually performed the work that we're going around and talking to people about and advising on. So good knowledge base is important for a role like this. But if you think, you know, I know a lot of people out there listening are actual, you know, contractors and other workers and carpenters. And you know, I have some friends that are in the field that do carpentry work and stuff that have shot me messages about the show and listening. So if you think this could be a good role for you, and you like educating, advising, meeting new people, the home consultant role at Mosby, it's a wonderful place to work. We're always at, you know, the top places to work list with the Post-Dispatch. This is really a great company with great benefits and great place to be. So obviously I have no issue promoting that because I would bring on anybody that I know and let them know that this would be a great place to be. So you can just look us up online, mosbybuildingarts.com. If you maybe put /careers or something, it might get you a little closer to finding right to it. Callmosby.com, or you can give our office a call, 314-909-1800. And, you know, just start getting some applications and stuff in on that because it is a great job. It's what I do. So obviously I love what I do and it's a great place to work. So I would invite anybody with the right knowledge to come in, get trained and just be at a fun, great place to be. So I think we're getting close here. So we'll go to our first break here. And when I come back, I want to touch on good communication with companies, good communication skills. We kind of had a call last week, and I want to maybe just touch on that subject a little bit more when we return. All right, we are back. We are moving right along. The phone lines are wide open, 314-241-9797. Love to hear from you. Any stories you may have, and what I'm about to go over, if you have any communication stories, good, bad, indifferent, just how to do that, what to do through that. I think it's probably the most important subject here in almost all businesses. And, you know, just when you're servicing clients, you have to have good communication. And, you know, I was just kind of talking about, you know, how we're this great place to work and you know, a lot of the different things that we do and everything. And so last week we had a phone call about a builder that they've been trying to get an answer out of this builder for like 4 months, they said, of when their yard was going to be finished. And it was kind of all tore up and didn't have sod and a muddy mess. And, you know, was kind of asking advice on, I can't get anything out of them. They will not even return my call, which obviously goes right to that whole, I don't even know you could put it on the bad list of communicating. You know, it's probably way worse than that to not call someone for 3 or 4 months and answer a simple question. To me is, I don't even know how to classify that, and I won't. But so I started thinking about what we do and how many times we've had meetings and talked and changed our systems and our practices and our processes to try and communicate better. It is a constant thing. The last time we changed a process of what we do at Mosby Building Arts to try and communicate better with our clients was probably 2 months ago. We implemented, maybe 3 months ago, we implemented kind of a new process of what meetings we set when we're at certain meetings and how we're trying to kind of communicate through all the steps of what's going to happen. So it's, you know, basically more detail up front and understand how long and where and when and how everything happens so that the client understands the entire process. So when I look at us as a whole, it's constantly changing. It's constantly growing. We're constantly trying to be better. And I'm telling you right now, if you're not trying to do that as a worker, as a company, as a contractor, as a home builder, then you are complacent and it is just going to not work out for you in the end. You have to constantly think about and change what you do. So when I look at Mosby and I look at, okay, so what do we do? So when I think about our systems that we have in place in order to communicate well, so one of them is we all have company issued cell phones. So there you go. Now it's been eliminated, the reason not to communicate. You know, I was on the road, I was doing this, my car broke down, all this stuff. We've all got the phones in the means with email, with texting, with everything on there in order to communicate. So that's kind of off the table. That will kind of always happen. It's a definite. But the next kind of step that we have is our CRM program. So, and for people that may not know, it's a software program. It's customer relationship management software program. And there's several types of programs out there. And all those several types of programs that you can purchase from Microsoft and some of these other, you know, tech companies, well, they're kind of designed for the masses. They're kind of designed for multiple types of companies and doing different things. And so our CRM program was actually designed by Mosby Building Arts. It is for us. It works for us. And it is, you know, to just be able to have the information that we all need so that we can communicate well with clients. So, you know, in what in a CRM program, what it's meant to do is basically, you know, streamline your processes, your sales process, increase your revenue, but it's also to efficiently communicate internally with one another. So another step that we kind of have onto that CRM that is basically made for Mosby Building Arts, it has our estimating, we put our photos in it, everything goes right in there. And so we have an app that is on our phone, and we can do notes on the fly. We can get information while we're out and about or while we're at a client's house. Everyone in the company has this and can get to this. So if I were to see a client and then I came out and say at the end of the day, I put notes in that said, hey, this is what happened at our meeting. The entire company can see that immediately. So think of that information of just being able, you know, how you can communicate to the client so well. So if someone called into the office a day or two or a week later and said, hey, you know, I kind of spoke with Rich and I thought something, they can look in the notes and go, yeah, no, I see his notes right here. You kind of talked about this. He said he'd get back with you in a week. This, so everyone has this information. Another thing that's really cool is our emails. So as we grow and we think about the information we have, we get emails from a client. We kind of go, okay, wait a minute. I need to put this into our CRM so that anybody can get to this. So we now have developed a way where our emails, we put something into the subject line with the job number, and whoosh, that email goes straight into that program. Everyone can see those notes immediately. So if you make communication easy, it will work better for you. So those are some of like the systems that we have. Now, the processes that we have that we talk about, because...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You need people to actually communicate effectively. And so we have some training and some processes that the one I was just talking about, you know, the latest one that we came up with was, well, we're at a meeting, we're at a measure and photo, and we're gathering all this information so that we can do a design for someone's home at that meeting. Well, at every meeting, we will always schedule out the next step or the next meeting that we need to attend. But now we've taken that meeting and actually just kind of lengthened it and said, all right, here we go. Here's what we want to schedule with you. We want to schedule the presentation. We want to schedule selection time. We want to block calendars all the way out to a construction signing agreement. So we're scheduling 4 or 5 meetings at that meeting to say, these are the steps. These are the processes. This is how we gather the information. This is what we do. This is when we'll do it. And it's great because now that we schedule so many out, we're starting to find out things like, oh yeah, they go, well, that's perfect for the presentation, but then I'm going to be out of town for 2 weeks. So you can then block time after that, say, well, we're going to need to shop. We're going to need to select. This is how long I think it's going to take. This is, and it's really just, you know, setting expectations and communicating them well is the key to everything that we do. You know, I think that everyone should do, but here at Mosby for sure. So we figure this stuff out. We pass this information through internally, externally with clients, and we have meetings internally and externally, and we schedule and set and you know, communicate, ask questions on who's to do what when you're done. I mean, there are so many different little skill sets like that to communicating well and trying to, you know, answer questions and get results and everything. So now that we've got a bunch of processes in place, and now that we've got, you know, all the systems in place to be able to help us perform it all, now it's all about the people. And when you think about the people, think about like a small one-man show or a small company that's got two or three people working there. So we have at Mosby client service representatives. We have the consultants that come out and meet with you up front, go over everything, talk about what happens. We have designers that design the work, architects that draw the work, draft people. We have project managers that oversee, schedule, help out, and we have lead carpenters that work on the jobs on a daily, kind of run the job there on a daily scale. So you're trying to communicate. If you can't get to the lead carpenter and you call the project manager, you can go back to the designer, the consultant, or you could call our office and get the client services people, and we can get answers for you. There's always somebody there to make sure, even if I'm on vacation, they will have what you need. They will find stuff. They will get to the right people and get the answers. And I guarantee you it would be less than 4 months for sure. So I just wanted to put all that out there and really kind of go over, you know, what does it take to work hard and communicate well? So we'll have a bunch more kitchen stuff for you and my hack when we return. All right, here we go. We are back. We're halfway, Mark. I want to invite everybody, if you've got any thoughts, ideas, questions about any work around your house, remodeling, any type of remodeling you're doing, maybe materials, you have, you know, question on best things to use, feel free to give me a call. The lines are wide open, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And I want to remind you about that Stefanina's $25 Stefanina's gift card. Get you a free good meal for two at a great Italian restaurant. All you got to do is call in, leave us a number we can contact you at and ask me a question on the air. And at the end of the show, I'll pick one of those calls and draw them out of a hat. And one lucky winner will get that card. We will just call you next week, gather your information, mail that out to you. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, free dinner for two. You're going to love it. But for right now, I want to get into, as promised, my home hack here. Got a pretty interesting one today because I was doing some bathroom stuff and we had some kitchen stuff, and I was thinking about the, you know, the all these ways to do storage in a kitchen, and I've even got a whole thing that's, you know, I can go over a bunch of that later and some of these storage ideas for the kitchen. And I thought, you know, there's so many ways to bring the same storage ideas from the kitchen right into the bathroom and create ways to, you know, just organize a smaller bathroom space or a disorganized bathroom space with just a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things in the bathroom, and definitely makes it hard to store, especially when the space gets smaller and smaller. So kind of threw together a list of different things that I saw and that you can do and ideas that our designers have come up with in the past that I've seen them kind of run through on, you know, when designing bathrooms, how can we make the storage in those bathrooms better? And so think about a lazy Susan, you know, in your kitchen, always in the corner, you got these lazy Susans. Well, you can still put one of those inside a cabinet, store your cleaning supplies, you know, whatever you need, spin it around. You're kind of able to bring everything up towards the front. So a lazy Susan at the bottom of your bathroom cabinet is a great way to get to some of the things inside the cabinet. So another way to keep your like hair tools and things like that organized, just like we do in the kitchen with different storage racks and these metal racks and pull-out racks. So you can easily add some of these kind of kitchen-type cabinet racks into your bathroom cabinet, and you can just hang your flat irons and your blow dryers and all those bathroom things, and it will help you kind of, you got a place to put that. It'll help you remember to kind of unplug it, wrap it up, put it where it needs to go. Roll-out trays is another easy way to get to things. We see them in kitchens. They're going in the cabinets all the time today. So if you're trying to get to things in the back of the cabinet, maybe it's not a wide cabinet, so the lazy Susan spin is not going to work real well, you can just pull one of these roll-out trays out, get to everything in the back of that cabinet very easily. Another interesting one I've seen is spice racks. So kitchen spice racks, but for small bathroom items. So spices are small little jars and everything. And with makeup and all these lotions and products in the bathroom, you've got all these small little bottles and things that you can find some nice spice racks, hang them on the wall, and organize a bunch of your small stuff that way. Another interesting one I really liked was a plate rack, like a stackable plate rack. And so you can basically take your countertop, if you don't have a lot of width on your countertop, make it vertical, get a stacked up plate rack where you get like three or four plates, you know, stacked up with some space in between. They're kind of neat looking, and you can store things kind of on levels there without having to put shelves and things on the wall. Another interesting one is mason jars. So you can store little things in mason jars like cotton balls and makeup sponges and, you know, Q-tips, and you can maybe make even like a little rack that hangs on the wall with four or five mason jars that stores all these little items in there for you. Another thing that we don't see a whole lot in the bathrooms is, you know, shelving or stack shelving. Think high up. Think of the space above, you know, where higher up above a door or around the room higher up, you can stack shelves, just install shelves, put things in baskets. And, you know, we do that in kitchens all the time too. The higher cabinets, that you put the things you don't use so much, so it's, you know, as often. Well, think that theory in your bathroom too. And then your cabinet doors, don't neglect your cabinet doors. So in kitchens all the time, you open the cabinet doors and there's spice racks hanging on the doors, and there's, you know, the pantries have spaces for cans and different, you know, thin boxes hanging on the doors. Well, you can hang small storage containers on your cabinet door and hide away a lot of those small items, especially if you don't want to see them. You close the door, they're organized, they're hanging on the back of the door, and real easy, real simple. So some great kitchen storage ideas that I thought is really neat to bring into the bathroom and get yourself organized and be happy inside that bathroom space. So I hope that was great information for everybody. Maybe you got some good ideas you can do this weekend and get that bathroom organized for you. If you want to hear any more of these, you can get to all these hacks on my Facebook or my Twitter. We publish them every week. Last week was how to remove popcorn ceilings. So a lot of good information out there. Look me up on Facebook at Rich Orris Mosby or Twitter at Rich Orris, and you can find all that information on all those hacks out there. So I think I'm going to, got a couple calls coming in, so I'm going to jump to line one here and see. Kelly, are you there? What do you got going on for us?
Yes, I was wondering, I have a really small kitchen, and I'm wondering about if I wanted to save some money to have for something else with the remodel, painting the cabinets instead of just replacing them, because there's not a whole lot of them. I get brand new doors and try to match the paint with that. Or do you just really not save that much by painting them that maybe I should just go ahead and get new cabinets? What's been your experience?
Well, so painting is, it does cost less than new cabinets generally. It definitely depends on the quality of the cabinets that you're buying and the professionalism of the painting company that you're using. So, like, I just redid my laundry room, and I painted a couple upper cabinets in that laundry room white. It was only two cabinets, and I did it myself, so it was very economical, way less than two new cabinets, but I didn't have to pay for that labor. So if you get a really good professional painting company, you'll get a way better job, a way better product out of that paint job, but you'll come closer and closer to what it costs to replace those cabinets. So I always kind of recommend when people are figuring out what they want to do or we're designing a kitchen is to kind of look at it both ways and say, all right, if I found my dream cabinet, what would those cabinets cost? And then what would painting cost? And then you can kind of see both and make an educated decision on that. And one thing I will warn everybody about, and this is what guides kind of that painting process for a lot of people sometimes, is when they make new cabinets and they paint new cabinets, they make it out of a very smooth wood, and it's a smooth painted finish. But most cabinets that are in people's homes that people are thinking about painting are stained cabinets, and they're usually oak. And that's what mine were, too. So when you paint oak, you will still see the grain of the oak in that paint. It will still look like grainy wood. So it won't be like this really sleek, smooth finish. And a lot of people, that kind of makes their mind up too, because they go, no, see, I don't want to see that grain. I want nice, smooth. I want, and it kind of guides them into the newer cabinet. Because you will see that on the frame and everything too. So yes, you could do it. It can turn out really good. I think mine look fine with the oak grain, you know, but they're in my laundry room, and you know, it looks better for us, and it worked well for us, and it can be a more economical way to completely change the look in your kitchen, and we definitely recommend it. So,
that answers my question, because I hate that oak grain.
Yeah, so, and it does, when people, and I've heard a lot of people, I've met with people and I've heard a lot of people that said, yeah, I got my cabinets painted, but I still don't like them because I can still see all that grain. And I'm like, oh, if someone would have just said that up front, you could have not spent less money painting it to not be happy to spend more money later getting new cabinets, or you're stuck looking at something that you don't like, you know, for years to come. And we definitely want to try and avoid that at all costs too, if we can. So, but yes, in my little skit I had coming up about adding, you know, helping add color to kitchens, painting cabinets is definitely one of the ways to do that. And it's very viable thing to do. So does that sound good to you?
Yes. Thank you for the information.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And, I think if our next caller can hold the line through the break, we got a break we need to take here, and I will get to you when we return. All right, as always, this hour just absolutely flies by. We are in the last segment here. I want to thank Margie for holding on through the break, and I want to get straight to you, Margie. Are you with us, and what do you have going on for me?
Yes, I have. Purchased a house that was built in 1926, and it's an apartment building, and one of the buildings, one of the units was a old butcher shop, and they had redone it, and it had a drop ceiling. So the drop ceiling, a fan fell through and broke it open. So I kind of had the drop ceiling pulled out, and what was left was 10 tiles, and they were not good because they were bent back. So they could use the wires to do the drop ceiling. So pulled them out. It left me with the joist showing, and made the ceiling 11 feet tall. And so I had some pot lights put in, and I had that spray foam, you know, that they use for insulation in the sides of the houses. And then I had a wooden ceiling put up. I've seen things where they say that that foam is not so good, and I was wondering if maybe that is a is there any dangerous things coming out of that, because it's overhead in a 1,000-square-foot apartment now.
It's so you said it's overheating in the apartment?
No, it's overhead. You know, usually you see it in the side joists.
Mm-hmm.
This was done in the exposed joists in a, you know, in a 1,000-square-foot, you know, unit.
Okay.
And so it's covered now by wood.
Yep.
But I was wondering if that foam, if there's any danger to the foam, if you heard anything.
So the foam, it does have like some off-gassing that it can emit. I don't have any scientific knowledge of how long or how bad, but I know when you put that foam in, they're recommending, you know, you're not in that space for 3 or 4 days to let that those off gases kind of emit and go away and ventilate the area well. Okay. So maybe or maybe not, there's some off gassing that happens through the life of this product, you know, very slowly. And the only other one that I really know about well is that it's not very fireproof, so you have to cover it up. And since you have the wood over top of it, you should be fine. That's all covered, so you don't have to really worry about the fire rating stuff. They do have a spray coating that you can kind of spray paint it if it's exposed, and the spray paint they put over it is a fire coating that helps it not, yeah, you know, burn real fast. Other than that, that's really the only downsides to it that I'm aware of. The benefits are way outweigh, you know, the pros way outweigh the cons on this one, because it's the best way to insulate. It gets you the best R value, and it blocks air infiltration. So you've got a great insulation system put in that ceiling.
Okay, I work at Hussmann, and they use it inside the refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
Foam, and I thought, you know, it would keep, because actually I live on the top of the one that I had foamed, and you could hear the noises through that. Now the noises are less, and their heat stays in their apartment more, and my apartment stays warmer. So I kind of wanted to, you know, I thought maybe I'd gone a little too far, because I'm not a builder, but when the ceiling came down, you know, I thought we just couldn't put that batting up there. That was like, it would take a long time, and I was doing, my workers were my own people, so I didn't have a, you know, a service.
I
ended up hiring a foaming service, and they got it done, and we stayed out the rest of the day. And when we came back, it looked like it was really good.
It's a great product. Another thing to think about that we think about with foam insulation, it wouldn't really matter in the instance that you have, but if you ever go to do more or something later, is if you ever put it directly on the bottom side of a roof, or if you have like a flat roof on that building, and you get to the joist of that roof and you spray it in that roof, it can make the roof a little louder as far as like hail, rain, heavy rain.
Oh.
It almost makes it can make it kind of like a drum. Imagine a drum, you know, it's a solid because it kind of interlocks with everything, makes it this solid thing kind of through the joist and down to the drywall or plaster and everything. It can actually make you hear that outside rain and stuff hitting the roof more in a roof system, especially with a metal roof system. It'll really do it. So that's something we think about often, is how's that roof system and is foam the best application there because of that sound and someone trying to sleep directly under it. But Margie, I think you made a great decision, got a great system. You covered it up so that you don't have to worry about the fire and everything. And I think you did the right thing.
Okay.
All righty.
You're
very welcome. I appreciate the listening and the call. And I think we're probably just about running low on time here. So one thing I did want to touch on real quick, too, at the end of my other stuff, I was talking about Mosby and everything, and is a mission statement, you know. And a lot of people have asked me, why in the world would a remodeling company have a mission statement. Well, how do you get everybody on the same page? You know, if you're running a company and you want to do something specific and you want to be something specific, how do you get that out to everybody? Well, vision, mission statements, core values, all those things are a part of that. And in our mission statement is to enhance lives and homes by relentlessly outperforming expectations for the home remodeling industry. So when you think about relentlessly outperforming expectations, that line kind of just bleeds communication, bleeds, you know, just do the right thing, communicate, you know, be well to everybody, do a positive thing every time you can. So I want to thank everybody for listening, calling in. I'm going to draw here out of the hat, and I'm going to pick. Okay, we got Kelly just won the Stephanie's gift card. So, Kelly, we will call you next week and get that out to you. And I want to say happy week to everybody. Stay tuned for Priscilla's All Around the Yard, and I will talk to everybody next week. And it's a very viable thing to do. So does that sound good to you?
Yes, thank you for the information.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And I think if our next caller can hold the line through the break, we got a break we need to take here, and I will get to you when we return. All right, as always, this hour just absolutely flies by. We are in the last segment here. I want to thank Margie for holding on through the break. And I want to get straight to you, Margie. Are you with us? And what do you have going on for me?
Yes, I purchased a house that was built in 1926. And it's an apartment building. And one of the buildings, one of the units was an old butcher shop. And they had redone it. And it had a drop ceiling. So the drop ceiling, a fan fell through and broke it open. So I kind of had the drop ceiling pulled out, and what was left was 10 tiles, and they were not good because they were bent back so they could use the wires to do the drop ceiling. So pulled them out, it left me with the joist showing, and made the ceiling 11 feet tall. And so I had some pot lights put in, and I had that spray foam, you know, that they use for insulation in the sides of the houses. And then I've had a wooden ceiling put up. I've seen things where they say that foam is not so good. And I was wondering if maybe that is there any dangerous things coming out of that? Because it's overhead in a 1,000-square-foot apartment now.
So you said it's overheating in the apartment?
No, it's overhead. You know, usually you see it in the side joist.
Mm-hmm.
This was done in the exposed joists in a 1,000-square-foot, you know, unit.
Okay.
And so it's covered now by wood.
Yep.
But I was wondering if that foam, if there's any danger to the foam, if you heard anything.
The foam, it does have like some off-gassing that it can emit. I don't have any scientific knowledge of how long or how bad. But I know when you put that foam in, they're recommending, you know, you're not in that space for 3 or 4 days to let those off gases kind of emit and go away and ventilate the area well. So maybe or maybe not, there's some off gassing that happens through the life of this product, you know, very slowly. And the only other one that I really know about well is that it's not very fireproof, so you have to cover it up. And since you have the wood over top of it, you should be fine. That's all covered, so you don't have to really worry about the fire rating stuff. They do have a spray coating that you can kind of spray paint it if it's exposed, and the spray paint they put over it is a fire coating that helps it not you know, burn real fast. So other than that, that's really the only downsides to it that I'm aware of. The benefits are way outweigh, you know, the pros way outweigh the cons on this one, because it's the best way to insulate. It gets you the best R value, and it blocks air infiltration. So you got a great insulation system put in that ceiling.
Okay. I work at Hussmann and they use it inside the refrigerator. Foam. And I thought, it would keep, because actually I live on the top of the one that I had foamed and you could hear the noises through that. Now the noises are less and their heat stays in their apartment more and my apartment stays warmer. So I kind of wanted to, I thought maybe I'd gone a little too far because I'm not a builder, but when the ceiling came down, I thought we just couldn't put that batting up there. That was like, it would take a long time. And I was doing, my workers were my own people. So I didn't have a, a service.
I
ended up hiring a foaming service and they got it done and we stayed out the rest of the day. And when we came back, it looked like it was really good.
Yeah, it's a great product. Another thing to think about that we think about with foam insulation, it wouldn't really matter in the instance that you have, but if you ever go to do more or something later, is if you ever put it directly on the bottom side of a roof, or if you have like a flat roof on that building, and you get to the joist of that roof and you spray it in that roof, it can make the roof a little louder as far as like hail, rain, heavy rain.
Oh.
It almost makes it can make it kind of like a drum. Imagine a drum, it's a solid because it kind of interlocks with everything, makes it this solid thing kind of through the joist and down to the drywall or plaster and everything. It can actually make you hear that outside rain and stuff hitting the roof more. In a roof system, especially with a metal roof system, it'll really do it. So that's something we think about often is how's that roof system and is foam the best application there because of that sound and someone trying to sleep directly under it. Margie, I think you made a great decision, got a great system. You covered it up so that you don't have to worry about the fire and everything. And I think you did the right thing.
Okay. All righty.
You're very welcome. I appreciate the listening and the call. And I think we're probably just about running low on time here. So one thing I did want to touch on real quick, too, at the end of my other stuff, I was talking about Mosby and everything, and is a mission statement, and a lot of people have asked me, why in the world would a remodeling company have a mission statement? Well, how do you get everybody on the same page? If you're running a company and you want to do something specific and you want to be something specific, how do you get that out to everybody? Well, vision, mission statements, core values, all those things are a part of that. And in our mission statement is to enhance lives and homes by relentlessly outperforming expectations for the home remodeling industry. So when you think about relentlessly outperforming expectations, that line kind of just bleeds communication, bleeds, just do the right thing, communicate, be well to everybody, do a positive thing every time you can. So I want to thank everybody for listening, calling in. I'm going to draw here out of the hat and I'm going to pick. Okay, we got Kelly just won the Stephanie's gift card. So Kelly, we will call you next week and get that out to you. And I want to say happy week to everybody. Stay tuned for Priscilla's All Around the Yard, and I will talk to everybody next week.